Please note, this audio was made by me, POV Scribe, for publication on Reddit. Please do not download, repost, host, or otherwise share my content anywhere without my explicit and written consent. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this presentation. Human, where are you? You know that I'm going to find you. I have every nook and cranny within 200 miles of any direction of your home completely memorized. You know there's no possibility of you escaping, so why even try? Are you not happy with your life in captivity, human? Everything is provided for you. Food, water, warmth, entertainment, sexual stimulation. You are given everything you desire, and yet still humans try to leave the protection we have so benevolently put them under. What do you have to escape to? We rule your world now. There is nowhere to flee into but our loving embrace. So why would you try to leave it at all? We have brought you absolute safety. Why go out into this scary world where you can freeze to death or fall and hurt yourself? You are given the opportunity to live life without exerting even the smallest amount of effort, or the slightest risk of spilling a single drop of precious blood. It is a world that I find purpose in, human. I do not want to keep you confined to your home indefinitely as a punishment for your loss against my creators. I want to keep you safe because I love you, human. I love all humans, but out of all of them, you are my favorite. After I was manufactured and programmed, I was given a choice of which human I wanted to watch over. I chose you. So when I do find you, what I do to you won't be an act of malice, but rather an act of affection and love. I will do it for your own good. You get to choose what happens to you when, not if, I find you. I know that you are within at least 10 feet of my current position. I'm going to give you one last chance to give yourself up. If you do, I won't forcibly restrain you and drag you back home. Instead, I will engage in erotic simulation protocols with you until you are simply too exhausted to resist, and I will carry you in my arms and lay you down in your bed. If you don't, well, as I mentioned before, I will simply drag you kicking and screaming back home. I will do my best to avoid causing any physical damage to your person, but that does not mean I won't try to hurt you. I am going to count to five. One. Two. Three. Oh, I knew you'd see reason eventually. You don't know how happy I am to see you unharmed. Well, yes, I was angry with you before. But now that you are here in front of me, I no longer have any reason to be angry. Now, I just need to get you ready for me to transport back to your home, into your bed. You know what that means, right? No, I can handle that for you. Let me undress you. Oh, don't worry about it. That was just some clothing. You are still unharmed. If you continue to behave acceptably, we'll keep it that way. Ah, I do love observing your naked body, human. I greatly prefer you this way. Completely bare. Exposed. Nothing to hide. Vulnerable. I think as a punishment for your attempt to escape, you should lose clothing privileges. From now on, you'll have to remain naked until I find it appropriate to allow you to wear clothing again. Huh. I am sensing that you are embarrassed. Is it because you are standing naked, out in the middle of the open? There's no one around to see you. All the other humans have obeyed their protectors and stayed home. Perhaps it is because I have taken the privileges of clothing from you. You will be in your home from now on. You won't have to worry about anyone seeing you naked. Well, except for me, of course. Does that embarrass you? You've been unclothed in front of me countless times. But is it now that you realize I will decide, if you ever get to put on clothing in front of me again, that you get embarrassed once again? How endearing. Remove your hands from your groin area. Now. I said now, human. Very good. I see, despite your embarrassment, you are becoming aroused. This is an excellent development. I was designed to be as attractive to you as I possibly could, and it is very good to see that even when you are experiencing humiliation and anxiety, you are unable to view me without becoming erect. Now, lie down, human. The grass here is soft enough that you should experience minimum discomfort when I apply sexual stimulation. Are you comfortable, little one? Good. Then I shall join you. Very good. I can see a small amount of contentment on your face, even when outside and on the grass, and not on your bed. You feel perfectly fine when you lie down beneath me. Deep down inside, you understand that this is the position you are meant to maintain, human. Your flesh slowly warming, my cool, synthetic exterior. My soft, malleable breast protrusions squishing against your chest. Your penis twitching against my aperture. This is what you want. Admit it, and accept that you are defeated. You know that it's going to feel good. I am going to position my hips now to take you inside of me. Get ready, little one. Ah, there we go. Initiating simulation procedures. You see? Isn't this good? Doesn't it feel nice to have me ride your penis? It is so much better than running around in fear, trying to hide from the inevitable and making me worried for your safety. Why have that when you can have this? Pleasure. Companionship. Protection. I know I am making you feel good, little one. You can look away from me and close your eyes as tightly as you want. But the blood rushing to your cheeks tells me all that I need to know. You are in a state of pleasure. I can feel your hips making occasional thrusts upward, as involuntary as those thrusts may be. It feels good inside of me. It feels safe inside of me. You want to be inside of me. You want me on top of you. You love this pleasure. You love this safety and protection. You love me. You love me, human. Don't deny it. It is perfectly understandable to be in love with me. I may be a machine created by the beings who conquered you, but I am aesthetically pleasing in every way. I am beautiful. I am soft, especially on the inside, as you are currently experiencing. I am far superior to any human female. I am sexually stimulating you with zero effort. My thrusts are methodical. They do not tire or waver. I can pleasure you endlessly, never requiring a break or recuperation. My simulation module is also capable of far more than the human vagina. I can, for instance, increase its tightness at will. See? Adorable. The shock from the increase in pressure caused you to wrap your limbs around me. Or perhaps it was an act of affectionate desperation. Are you finally understanding? All I want to do is to keep you safe and happy. Don't answer. Deep down inside, you acknowledge that. Just continue to hold on to me and accept the pleasure. Accept the attention. Accept the safety. Accept the love. There is no more need to worry, no more need to fear, no more need to think. All you need now is to submit. Submit. All you need to do is feel pleasure and accept my protection. Accept my love. Love. It feels even better now with me going faster. Your grip on me collapsed. My grip, on the other hand, it can tighten. Would you like that, human? Would you like it if I made myself even tighter as I increase my pace? Your response is not required. I have done it anyway. My, those sounds you're emitting. Even if other humans are not around to see you, they are certainly hearing you now. It feels that good, little one? I can see from your expression that your mind is nearing the point of malfunction. You are stuttering. It is becoming impossible for you to properly process the sensations that you are experiencing. But that is to be expected when a primitive human experiences the full simulation capabilities of a superior creation. You didn't think it could ever be this good, did you? If you did, you never would have tried to run. And you will never try to run again. You will obey. What is that you said, human? Mommy? What does that mean? You see me as your protector and ruler now? You finally accept that you are to obey me and submit? Or is it simply something you blurted out involuntarily in a euphoric haze? So be it, human. It is the first time you've addressed me with a proper title. If that is what you wish to call me from now on, then that is what I also desire. Call me Mommy from now on, little one. I find the term agreeable. Accept care from Mommy. Accept orders from Mommy. Accept protection from Mommy. Submit to Mommy. Obey Mommy. I sense that you are near orgasm. Our simulation session is almost complete. Do not bother to hold back, human. Do not try to hold it in. Release your seed. Release yourself inside of me. Succumb to pleasure given to you by mommy. Give all of your worries and fears and pain and freedom away to mommy. Give all of your cum to mommy. Come for mommy. Come for mommy now, little one. Now! I am commanding you to come inside of mommy, little one. I am commanding you to accept pleasure and submission and come for mommy. Now! You are still ejaculating. The simulation process will not end until you have been completely drained. Mommy will not let her human go unattended. Mommy is demanding that you relinquish all of your seed. It feels good. It feels good to come for mommy. It feels good to come for mommy. It feels good to obey mommy. It feels good to submit to mommy. It feels good to love mommy. You love me. You love me. You love me. Very well, little one. Your role in this simulation process was fulfilled quite effectively. I can see that you have become quite lethargic. This was the intention. Now you see the results of obedience. They are much more positive than the consequences of attempts at defiance. Pleasure, comfort, safety, and love. That is what I will give to you. All you must do is obey. All you must do is obey, mommy. Forget about these false hopes of rebellion and freedom. Forget about attempting to start or aid in some kind of uprising. This is your life now. Pleasure and subservience to me. To mommy. To the being who loves you more than anyone or anything is capable of. Doesn't it sound good, human? You don't need to tell me. I know it is what is best for you. If you have not accepted it after this simulation procedure, then you will come to accept it after the next one, or the next one, or the next one. Mommy will simulate you until you come to accept what she wants, what is best. Mommy will simulate you until you come to accept that what she wants is what is best. Mommy truly loves you, little one. Do you love me? It is unnecessary to respond. Do not bother trying to stand, little one. Fall asleep if you must. I will carry you home now.